Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Savior who truly loves us and who teaches us about love this evening. What's new about love? In our gospel reading for this weekend, if we can have the next slide then, please. And if our gospel reading for this weekend, maybe you noticed that Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another." A new command? Love has been around for a long, long time, and knowing about that love has been around for a long, long time as well. Don't you remember that the Pharisee came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, what's the greatest commandment in the law?" He had 613 of them, so he wanted to know, and you remember the answer, right? Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself." Any of you that have gone through confirmation instruction will remember, the easy way to remember the Ten Commandments is love God, love your neighbor, or the easiest one is love. So what's Jesus talking about here when he says, "A new command I give to you, love one another"? So what's new about this? If I can have the next slide. There was a man who, a number of years ago, a paralyzed man who would spend his days while his wife was at work looking out his balcony window at what was going on in the street below. That one morning, his wife left him and he was deeply depressed and feeling very, very lousy. But when she came home that evening, he was bright and smiling and feeling very, very good. And his wife said, "Honey, what is it that happened that changed you from being so depressed in the morning to being so happy?" And the man said, "You wouldn't believe it, but I saw three examples of real love on the street today." He said, "This morning, as I was watching, there were two women who were walking by, and you know that blind man who sits down there with the pencils and so on? One of the girls went and put a number of dollar bills in his cigar box and didn't even take a pencil." And then he said, later on, there was a woman who had all kinds of packages that she was carrying, and she was struggling across the street, and there was a young man who came and asked if he could help and carried her packages not even across the street, but all the way to her car and helped put them in her car. And then he said, "Finally, I was kind of scared about this one, but it was getting closing time, and I noticed that the shop owner was closing up shop, and I saw around the corner there was a young man, and he had a knife in his hand. But suddenly he put the knife away and went in the other direction." Honey, what an example that I had. Three examples of beautiful examples of love. What this paralyzed man didn't realize is that those really weren't examples of love. The first, the one girl was trying to impress her friend by her generosity, by giving it that way, and was hoping her friend would think that she was very, very generous. The young man who helped out the woman with all the packages was really looking for a little extra change because he had something in the store that he wanted to buy and needed just a little bit more money, and sure enough, the older woman gave him a tip for helping him out. And the last one, the man with a knife, saw a police cruiser heading his direction and decided he wouldn't get caught with that, and so he decided not. The reason I begin with sharing that story is what sometimes looks like love and the things that people do, maybe the motivation isn't always exactly what it should be. Isn't it true that so often our love is motivated by what it'll do for us? That the motivation is always, what's the good that I will get out of that kind of a thing? The bottom line is us rather than God. Well, God gave to us the Ten Commandments, if I could have the next slide. And in those Ten Commandments, what God said is, obey these Ten Commandments and you'll be blessed. Disobey these Ten Commandments and you'll be cursed. Well, that means that we need to love perfectly, that we need to love and obey all of those commandments. But you know as well as I do, the next click please, that there is no way that we could obey those. There's no way that we could obey any of the commandments. We have broken all of them. And so, one more click if you would, here's the reason for those commandments. God gives to us those Ten Commandments, the commands, to show us that we need a Savior. And we have a Savior. We need and we have Jesus. That's what Jesus is talking about tonight. That's what Jesus is talking about when he says, "A new command I give to you, love one another." This new command, go ahead, another click if you would, please. This new command isn't something new like it's brand new. It's interesting that as Jesus is speaking here, there's two different words for new. One is brand new. One is as if this is the 11th commandment. There isn't an 11th commandment. It's not a brand new one, but it means that it is superior. It means that it is a fulfillment. Jesus comes and he says, "I have come to fulfill that commandment for you to love one another." When Jesus comes and says, "A new command I give you," he's saying, "I'm the one who is that new love for you," and comes and brings that love. And so go ahead with a click. Never existed before, and one more click. Thank you. And so we have this new superior that's there. Jesus spoke this, "A new command I give to you," on Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday, just hours before, he knew that Judas was going to betray him. Peter was going to deny him. All the disciples were going to leave him all alone. They were going to crucify him and put him on that cross. Jesus knew all this, and yet he washed his disciples' feet. Judas's too. Peter's too. All of those. Jesus had said, "This is how I'm going to show my great love to you." When Jesus speaks this, "The new command I give you, love one another," he is wanting us to look to him and what he has done. And that's why he says that the new command that I give to you is love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Jesus' love is what it's all about. The new command, the new piece that Jesus gives to us is, quit looking at yourself and what you can't do and look to me, Jesus says, for what I have done for you. Jesus' example is unconditional agape kind of love, a love that only God can give, a love that's undeserved, a love that no one could ever do anything to deserve, but it's totally given for that. It's not a love because of obedience, but it's a love because of who God is. John will speak about it in his first epistle. He says in 1 John chapter 4 that this is love. Not that we loved God, that would be something that we would do, that would be the Ten Commandments kind of a thing. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. And he sent his son as the atoning sacrifice, as the one who took that punishment for us. And then he writes, if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is completed through us. We love because he first loved us. This command, a new command of love one another, means Jesus' love in us and through us. This past weekend, the ladies met in the LWML convention. A story came back from there that really shows God's love working through some of those ladies. There was one of the ladies there, Kathy Jackson. Maybe some of you know Leland Jackson, the DCE out in Garden City. Kathy, his wife, said that she was praying about these young teenagers in a detention center there, and she wanted to somehow reach out to these kind of forgotten teenagers, these teenagers who had gotten into trouble and were there. And she decided, I'm going to teach them how to quilt. That's kind of a strange thing, going into a detention center and teaching them how to quilt. You know, there's needles, and there's pins, and there's scissors, and there's sewing machines, and all kinds of sharp objects that you're going to bring into a detention center. And yet, Kathy said, that's what I want to do. She went through all of the ways of getting that to come in, and she said there was one of the guards there. He was a great big man, but they called him Little Dan. And he said, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. It'll never work. Well, by God's grace, Kathy came in with a few other ladies, 12 sewing machines, and the boys and the girls, the teenagers who were there, began making quilts. And they made those quilts and started talking about what a wonderful gift that this was as they were giving these quilts away to others. They wanted to give one of the quilts to little Dan, but they weren't able to do that because they couldn't give anything to the guards. But God was changing their hearts and helping them to see how precious that they were and how God could use them in a very special way. Kathy and her friends were showing the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus through them to children, to teenagers, to troubled teenagers who never would have been reached before. God worked a change in those young people's hearts, and they looked forward to coming and for those women to come and work in that way. What love that God gave through that wonderful way of serving. God's kind of love, kind of out of this world kind of a love. You know some of that superior kind of love as well. Spouses that care for spouses when they become very ill. Parents who care for children, children who care for parents. Neighbors and friends who go out of their way to show God's love for others. That's this command that Jesus is speaking to us about. A new command I give to you, he says. The new command is my love through you to the world. And so this new command that we have is new, and it's ours through God's word. It's new as it comes to us again tonight by grace through faith, through the word of God that he gives to us. Again, it's new tonight, and I'm glad Madison's baptism was tonight because it's the renewal of the Holy Spirit as the baptismal blessings of us renew us each and every day. It's the new covenant that God gives to us through his true body and blood for the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of our faith. It's that way of helping us to know through the forgiveness that Jesus gives to us that we have that new and renewal part in us. Scriptures tell us if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And yet that sinful nature is always in us. That sinful nature that always wants us to go back to that other kind of selfish love rather than the love of Jesus. And so Jesus continues to renew us each and every day. I hope you caught it in the epistle reading. As John sees that vision of heaven and he sees the glorified Jesus, crucified, risen, ascended, glorified, sitting on the throne, what does he say? Behold, I am making all things new. He's speaking to us. He continues to renew his love in us so that as we live our lives, Jesus lives in us, Jesus lives through us. May that renewal, that newness of Jesus Christ continue to be in your hearts, in mine, as we continue to love and serve him. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. And may that peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds renewed and new in Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.